Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Bravo's Housewives with the girls, Erin and Simone.
Hey guys.
So it's going to be a quick one, you guys, because I just realized I have to go to a dinner. But, we're going to spill the tea a little bit. And I do have a really good hot take on Atlanta.
So excited.
And somebody has a birthday
Yes.
tomorrow, the big what, 3-2?
3-2.
Two baby. How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel tired because it's almost the end of the school year,
Yeah.
but I don't hate my 30s. I'm not scared of it. I love it. I embrace it. I'm healthy, tattooed, and healed, so I'm not mad.
Is your sleep?
Just a couple little touch-ups, and your girl is done with her sleeve. So.
Did I send you that meme of the sleeve?
Yes, and I
Oh
literally was like, I feel attacked. I
I
feel triggered.
why does she have those exact flowers? And then I sent it to like two other people, and they were like, I feel very seen right now.
Yeah, like I literally at first was like, the fuck am I looking at? And then I was like, oh, my tattoo's better. So it's
I'm very glad that like you're happy 30 and thriving.
literally, though.
Oh, growth, my friend.
Love it.
And I'm
Love
like
it.
4 more years closer to my 30s. So
Listen, I love my 30s.
everyone says that your 30s is like the best and
It's
you have
almost
money, but it feels like your 20s, but you have more money.
like an awakening where like you have more clarity of what you want in your life, or you have this like shift of like, this is what I want, and I'm not gonna let anyone tell me no. And it's amazing.
That's always the feeling. I love it when you get that feeling of like you have a little more freedom, a little more move, like room to like move around and explore because you're a little more like set. There's more like stability, I feel. But
Absolutely.
I'm viewing because I'm not stable at all, so.
Listen, 20s are not a time to be stable. 20s are your time to like figure out shit and then like,
Get it all out of your system.
yeah, like purge it almost. And then
Yeah.
when you're ready to like dive into what you want and what you deserve in life, your 30s are like there.
I'm excited. I'm excited. I feel like this is how Marco feels too, because we're about to go to Vegas, and he's like, I want to start looking at places when we come back, and I
That's so
know.
exciting.
So hopefully like that, works and everything, and then I can you can start like our lives together finally.
Yeah.
But
That's amazing. So happy for you. Love that for
excited.
you. Yeah.
I'm excited. And then I'll actually stop doing podcasts from my bed. So
Right. I
could
know. I
actually sit at a
literally
table.
like, oh.
But no, like I said, if I had it my way, we'd be like sitting in bean bags with microphones.
That would be the
Like,
dream that I would probably almost fall asleep to every time, but love it.
see, I'm not that person. Like, I did my homework in my bed. I did like everything in my bed, and I feel like I can stay awake. I'm just like cozy, you know?
My bed is like my release and like out. If I'm in
Really?
it, I am going to sleep, whether it's a 20-minute nap or like bed. But everything else that I do is always sitting up in a table or a chair, or
Yeah.
if I'm in a bed, it's over.
Oh my gosh. See, I'm
Over.
cozy. I need pillows. I'm such a
Yeah.
toddler. This is
That
why I
is,
take care of children.
see, and that's my old ass being like, that's literally bed. Like, I gotta go.
Yeah. I don't know. But I've always been like that. Like, oh, sorry. Oh, my boo.
Some tips.
Oh, booby slip. My bad. Okay, so Let's hop to it. So let's talk. Okay, so let's talk Vanderpump. Okay, you guys would be so proud of me. I'm doing a rewatch, but I follow the show so much, I know what's going on. So I watched the finale with everybody. I couldn't miss it. And of course, the Watch What Happens Live feed messed up on YouTube TV. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to bed. But because I actually got on the website and I started voting and I was like, why isn't it working?
It was awesome. She
Oh,
looked amazing.
Ariana, she's a strong girl. Because listen, if these were black people, we would be like boxing in the street by now, like period, point blank. Like, we don't rock that way.
I give her all the credit because it takes a lot to stay with someone who's treated you that poorly and that with that,
Still continue to live there.
correct, that much disrespect. But also, like, I applaud her for not jumping to ruin herself financially. Like,
Yes.
that's really huge that she literally took herself and put herself first, announced today she moved out, and we love that for her.
She moved out. If y'all saw the video on Instagram, that is some queen shit. Like my cousin in our group chat, he was like, did you see the video? This is some queen shit right there. And I'm like, you know what? You are so right about that. Okay.
She looks amazing.
She does. She looks healthy. She dyed her hair. It's not that dirty blonde. Ugh.
Yeah, no, she looks really, really good. So that's awesome to see. Like, love it, support it.
Yeah.
I'm happy she moved out and just the love, like, guys. So we have a group chat with a couple of our close friends in the podcast community of Bravo. And when I tell you that group chat
Our
blew
chat was
up.
like, literally, I was watching Dancing Queens while waiting for it to come on. And side note, you guys, Dancing Queens is actually like pretty good.
I definitely rewatched the previous episode of VPR before it
Yeah.
to just completely like submerse myself in it. And I regret nothing. I do want to check out Dancing Queens. But
Yeah, but VPR, it was Tom and Raquel sitting on the counter, and they were just like trying so hard not to embrace each other. And I'm just like, you guys gotten this far, just do it. Like,
the
just.
level
Oh.
of vomit that I had.
So many levels, dude. Like, I.
The fake tears.
The fake panic attack at Lisa's house when he was like, and I'm just like, dude, you did this to yourself. Like,
I hate him.
I know, like, you're disgusting, and other Tom is disgusting for covering up for his friend.
Like, I was so annoyed and I hated it so much. And the fact Kristen came in and like did a cleansing and all of these things and was like, Queens deserve better, slay. And I was just like,
Was it? Like, what was the saying she said? Ashes to ashes. Like, I know Ariana said ashes to ashes, dust to side chicks. That's what Beyonce says. But she said something, it's gonna bother me and I
I'm
can't even look
literally
it
looking
up.
it up right now.
Okay. You look it up because it was like really good. Like something about slaying, and I was like, you go, Kristen. You go, Kristen.
I was just like,
Gums.
loved it. Loved what she said.
I love the camaraderie around Ariana. If I ever get cheated on, I better get flowers. Like how Vicky said, if I'm sick, I want a casserole.
The level of
I better get some flowers, y'all.
flowers that she got, I was like, he should have felt like shit.
I
There were
hope so.
flowers everywhere. There were people in their home. They broke the penis flute.
That was funny.
I literally was like, hell yes. Like,
You break
love
that penis
this
flute, y'all.
so much. Let's see. Trying to see, finding the quote. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Dust. Life is beautiful, so slay we must.
Yes. Boom. Like, I want to get that on a shirt or
I'm
something.
just gonna say, I
If we
need.
ever have merch, which would be pretty dope.
Yes.
Side note, maybe that should be a project we should work on. It'd be pretty cool.
I would love that so much because I would definitely do Life is Beautiful, so slay we must. I
Play we
mean,
must.
I do have a Kristen Doty t-shirt.
You do. I forgot
Yes, it
that.
is one of my favorites. It's literally maybe it's the wine that loves me. And I love it. Wear it
That's,
all the time.
oh my gosh. But yeah, like, and then it was James Kennedy on the phone with Ariana for me when he read That Girl to Filth. Oh my God. And when was she, it was Sheena, Lala, and who was at the at his
It was
apartment,
his
and his
girlfriend,
girlfriend
Allie. Yeah.
Allie, and Sheena and Lala were there,
Yeah.
right?
Yep. It
Okay,
was
yeah.
the four of them. And he was like, I'm gonna call her. And Allie kind of was like, you could tell she was apprehensive, and everyone else was like, yes.
No.
She picked up the phone, which kind of like astounded me a little bit because I was like, what did you think your ex-fiance was gonna say? He was
Right.
to read you to filth, ma'am. Like,
I nearly passed the fuck out. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. The audacity. It's just like the balls, the kahunas of it all, you know?
I hate the lack of remorse either of them show. It's like
Yeah.
when my students
Weird.
like are lying in my face and they're laughing and I'm like, well, you're lying right now. And they're like, you don't know that. I'm like, you smile and
Yeah.
laugh when you lie to me. Like, you're absolutely doing that. I said, you're sitting there smiling, laughing, like you're in her face about it. And then when Tom called her Rachel Ariana, I literally was like, you are a sociopath.
Sociopath, but
Like,
I.
it's not even a red flag at this point. It's a fucking banner. It's a billboard of red, and he's just dancing in front of it with his stupid band that he can't sing to.
Fucking, I don't know, man. This is ridiculous. I just can't wait for the reunion of it all. Is
So
it three parts?
it's three parts, and what the rumor mill is that Rachel is pregnant with Tom's child.
Oh yeah, I don't believe it
I
because
don't believe it.
they did say she was vaping, but this was taped like
Right. It was
what,
taped a hot
months
minute
ago?
ago, but apparently she also had questions that no one else knows the answer to. I guess Andy kind of did like a sidebar conversation with her. So,
Oh.
like, the whole cast is not aware of that conversation and the answers that she gave. So, I don't know what's going to just pop out of thin air in these three episodes. I am very excited
I know,
because
this is what
this
we
is going to be
started.
filthy. And I cannot wait to see two people dragged.
I know. Oh my God.
They deserve it.
They both deserve it. That is just so shitty, bruh. But I'm excited for it to end too, because I'm like VPR'd out, though. I'm not even
It's been
front.
a lot, and it's been a lot of buildup, but they've.
Because we already know what happens because we're following it in real time.
Yeah.
It's annoying because it's like, we already know what's coming, but like,
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, it gave.
It gave, honey. It gave. I'm shocked. I'm still shook. But I'm not one of those people who watched it like multiple times, but like, one's enough. I got what I needed to get out of it.
I couldn't watch it a second time because I was already so astounded and just like disgusted with certain people
Same.
on it that I was like, I can't do this to myself again.
Yeah, I
So
can't.
we're just not going to.
We're not doing that. I don't need the bad juju.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so that's VPR, y'all. But like I said, you guys should be really proud of me because I am caught up and I'm in the know and I don't feel left out anymore. Yay!
She did it. Woo!
I know. Okay, so let's talk Martha's Vineyard. We haven't fully like discussed it. But how do you feel like there are several things I need to talk about? Okay, so how do you feel about Silas and Jasmine? Hate them. I hate them because right when Silas said he was Liberian, I was like, boom, there we go. That's why he is the way he is. Because if you don't know, in those countries, I don't know if they're Muslim over there. I don't know if that carried over while all that was. You're the history major. I don't know
Yeah.
how over there, but
It honestly depends on what part of Liberia you are in. You could be Christian or you could be Muslim, but they're very conservative on either end. And the man is the head of the household. So, and you can clearly tell that's the case because of his control.
yes, the way
That
that he is like, the way
screaming.
that he just side eyes Jasmine for me, like when she like wants to get loose and hang out and.
When they were having the conversation about a girls' night and a guys' night, and she was like, "Well, you guys just have a guys' night. Like, what do you guys want to do? Like, we don't have to meet up." And like, she's trying to get in that swing, and he's like, "Well, what do you mean?" And his friends were like, "Oh yeah, like, do you not know the story of, the club? And like, we used to like go out before, and we literally went to a party and then another party, and then we went to work, and we were both wasted." And his face, and she's just sitting there like.
He was like appalled, and I'm just like, did you not know this about your wife?
When the comment was made that they dated through COVID and he had not spent a lot of time with her friends, I'm like,
That's red flag.
you didn't spend, and like, I know, like, granted, like, my friends are hard to get a hold of. Like, there are days, like, I'll text and I don't hear back from a couple days, but like, whatever. But I'm sitting there going, how do you not know that your girl loves to get,
She's a party girl,
right? Like,
and
she
he's
enjoys it.
taking, and I feel like this was kind of like a Captain Save-A-Ho kind of
Yeah.
relationship, you know?
Well, how do you feel about her constantly saying, well, now she's married and she has to change her friendships?
Oh, yeah, that's shitty. And I feel like you kind of relate to that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be so triggering for Aaron.
I literally, the more I watch it, the more I'm like,
You're like, oh my God, this is that was my life. And it's just like, I feel like he just controls the living fuck out of that girl. And I'm just like, this is not healthy.
he asked where the forks were. Open a damn
Look
kitchen
for
drawer.
it, you psycho. Like, this is why I hate men. But like, once he said that he was Liberian and like came from an African background, like, okay, this makes like a lot of sense
And
in the
he's
dynamic.
military.
Yes, ex-military, like
I know a lot of good military men, so it's not like they're
same.
all like this, but I'm sitting
We're
here
not shitting
going.
on military personnel. You guys are awesome. You protect our whole everything. We support the military, but
This is screaming.
this is screaming
He wants
control.
a housewife. Like, she makes
Yes.
him 3 meals a day.
I
Like,
know.
sir.
When I saw that, I was like, sir, you need to get your ass up and walk to the kitchen because what I'm not about to do is make you a sandwich every day. Why don't you make me a sandwich?
But
Just
I'm not
make
here
for
for it because
me.
she's hiding herself.
She literally is. And I'm like, this is not the true Jasmine. And the way that she had to kick out Mariah, I get it. Because if Phil had to go, then Mariah had to go. But Mariah wasn't even vibing with the group anyways. And it's kind of shitty. But I'm like,
I felt bad. I get why Phil had
Phil
to go.
had to go. Phil had to go. Like
He had
from
to
the
go.
jump, I'm like, why are you coming in here shitting people's toilets and
He was
like,
doing like a Ramona Singer of bedrooms, but like you
yeah.
shit and left it in someone's toilet, and then you were mad because someone didn't leave a note. Son, you were the last one in the house. Like, You get what you get and you don't throw a fit. Like, I don't know what else to tell you.
Yes, literally. Do we need to treat you like a preschooler? Like,
But I sat there and I was like, did Mariah, I'm gonna say push, because I think shove is too abrasive. I think assault is way too harsh. Did she
you
push
push?
someone?
Yes,
Yeah, she
absolutely.
did.
Yes, you pushed
Not
Rhea,
enough
and
to be
that's not
like
cool.
pushed into a wall, just like a little taken aback kind of a push, if that makes sense. But what I hate was the fact that her best friend in the house did not go, guys, she's not here to defend herself. Just wait. Can we bring her in and talk to her, voice our opinions, and then as a group, after hearing her, make a decision?
Yeah, I feel like this should have been like a collective, let's all sit down and talk
Yeah.
situation versus like everybody talking behind her back and then like going up to her and being like, hey, yeah, your ass gotta get out.
Right. Well, I felt bad for her too. I did feel for her a lot because she threw a moon mass. And everyone was like so rude about it that I was like, oh, I feel bad. I felt bad. I did. I was like, dang it. You guys are mean.
Y'all didn't have any like space heaters though, like anything. They couldn't do it in the little like outside thing with
I think the point
with
was
the
to
screen.
see. I think the point was to see the moon at its highest point.
But it was cold.
I get that it was cold, but y'all been drinking all night. Like, just keep going.
Black folks don't do the cold. We don't do that shit.
Just keep going. Just.
We don't be sitting outside like that, but I get it. I get it. Okay, so let's talk about the star of the show, Milo. Milo is the star. Okay.
I don't disagree with it at all.
So if we went on a trip and I brought Beanie, like, would you be pissed if I didn't say anything?
No.
No? Okay. I
But it's
feel like,
also me, and I have a dog.
like a group trip, I would like somebody to at least be like, hey, I'm bringing my dog. Can we accommodate this?
I absolutely get that because I think I would be a little bit like, oh my God, did I pay the pet fee? Are we even supposed to have pets here? Like,
Right.
my head would go to logistics. Is this okay? And me now doing the homework really quick. But as a dog owner, I'd be like more mad that you didn't tell me and then I didn't bring my dog.
Oh, same. I would have been like, I would have had my dog in tow, like
You
literally.
know?
But I would have a
So.
bag of like cleaning supplies and
Yes.
like blankies and like set them all on the couch, and that will be like her designated space to sit.
Yeah. I mean, I would have a crate set up. I would have all the things, you know, but she's not a poorly trained dog. So
Oh no. No.
I'm sitting there going, like, I get the hair. I get Amir because it was Amir's fault. We're putting in the
That
dog
was
wash
funny.
with the clothes. Like, you don't do that. That's a big no-no. But I was like, to be that mad about it, I was kind of
I know.
like, I don't get it.
But like I said, black folks, us and animals, bruh, it's either you like them or like you don't. There's no like in between
Yeah.
with us. 'Cause like,
No, and I absolutely get that.
yeah, there's no in between with us.
No.
Like, no joke. Like, I remember, like, my sister, she like looks at my dog and she's like, literally side eyes it and walks away. I'm
Yeah.
just like,
Yep.
bitch,
I mean,
whatever.
like, I definitely have friends that do not jive, and I'm like, I'm just gonna put her up. Like, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no offense. If I want you here, I need to help make you feel comfortable. I'm never gonna like disown that, you know? But I'm just like, do we just already hate her? And it's that vibe of, I already don't like you, and this is just another check mark.
I think they just don't vibe with Bria, but I feel like this episode, Bria was like literally minding her own business.
Yeah, she literally was just like, I just want to be left the fuck alone.
I know, like she was. I liked Bria this episode, so,
I
but I
think it was
get
because
why
Bria was just
people.
in her own.
Yeah.
I am interested to see the dynamic when Phil comes in the picture.
Right. Because did you see the preview when they were like, is this a race? Like when she was fighting with Silas and she was like, is this a race thing? Is this a that? And I'm just like, what if it is? And he's like one of those, excuse my language, but one of those niggas who are like, I don't fuck with white people. And you know what? Valid. That's okay. Because no offense, Aaron, your people are shitty.
Assholes.
Your people are shitty. And
Listen.
I have come across like black folks who really don't fuck with white people, and they do give them like they do feel some type of way, and I get it. I totally.
I mean, like, you've seen, when we worked together, there were parents that the second they saw me and saw that I was white, if they were African American, I had to work harder to get that relationship, to build that trust, to get to the point where I was like,
Yeah,
with these
because
parents.
they don't know. Like, are you going to advocate for my child and my family?
Correct.
Or are you just
And
sit there and take it as a grain of salt and be like, okay, we'll deal with it, blah, blah, blah.
right. And I, as a white person, never want to advocate for those asshole white people. So, like, I'm like, sure. Let's fucking earn it. I'll show you. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those instances, like, does like buck with us, you know?
But it's definitely one of those things where I'm like, okay, if she moved across the country for this man and he's willing to come to Martha's Vineyard, he may not know anything about Martha's Vineyard. This would be a chance for you guys to like
Get
educate
him.
him, take him around, catch the vibe. And see, like, he could surprise you. He is German. So there's one of two things. Either he's like low key an asshole, or he's like, no, like, let's
No,
build
I
a
run.
friendship. Like, we're good here. But also, like, if you're not treating a girl right and her dog,
I'm gonna have some issues, like for real, straight up.
they might need to like work on building that wall down a little bit before I try to like.
Actually, like, rock with you, know? But
So
I'm excited. I love this. I love Amir. He has no game, but the way he stood up to Bill, that was pretty dope.
God bless him. He tries, but Amir's real dumb.
He's so small that I know he could probably beat his ass, but I'm just like, oh, honey.
He's like a little Polly Pocket boyfriend, and God love him.
Yeah, like
I
a pocket
love it.
boyfriend.
I
And
love
he's
it.
really
He
trying to get with Jordan, and Jordan's just not rocking with that.
shows up, and then I kind of feel for him, and this is something you and I have talked about on the show too. Like, he's Lebanese and African American, and he's from Texas. Not everyone understands that, like, his culture and upbringing is so different from theirs that when he learns and he's trying to embrace it, and they're just looking at him like, honey, we don't put breadcrumbs on our mac
That
and
was
cheese.
funny. I was like, that's white people shit. Like,
He
no, we do
also
not put
said,
breadcrumbs on her back and
yeah. I mean, he also said too, he went to culinary school because he was so picky. So that could have been something he picked up and was like, I like a little crunch on my mac and cheese. But it is a white people thing. As a white person, I do enjoy breadcrumbs on my mac and cheese.
all enjoy breadcrumbs on everything. Like,
Listen, it's just good for no fucking reason.
I'll see.
But I do like Amir. I do think he's very sweet, but can be very protecting when he needs to be.
Yeah, yes.
And God bless that little thirst trap he tried to create. God bless him.
And God bless him trying to pick up Jordan, because Jordan is not rocking with it.
No,
Not rocking.
she's entertaining it. She's being sweet, which I kind of feel bad about, but
Same. Same. But I'm just like, oh my God. And Amir looks just like my brother. It's scary. Just like my brother. And I'm like, if he's a Libra, I'm exiting stage left, because I'm really like, I'm watching my brother on TV.
time to go. Wrap it up. We're
Oh
done.
my God, it's so funny. And then okay, so what was I about to say? Okay, so what's her name? The stalker girl apparently was a stalker. And Alex was like, I need to stay away from you. I heard you were like a stalker. What's her name?
All
Oh
right.
my God.
Hold on.
Hold on. Let me.
I'm literally looking it up right now.
Okay, look it up. I forget her name.
The Chinese?
Yes, Shanice. Yeah, Shanice.
I and all the girls were like, it wasn't like that. And the one, who was it? One girl said, well, if you're not picking up the phone, like, you can't help that you called 18 times.
I think Jasmine said that, but then
Yeah.
again, I'm like, I need to know who it was because it was an Insecure actor, and I'm like, because I love Insecure, a really good show, check it out. I really want to know who it is.
I just sat there and she's like, I did some of the things. I'm like, she goes, but he texted me back so they couldn't get one. I'm like, honey, this is when you don't say anything other than it ended poorly. Mistakes were made on both sides. We both moved on from it.
You moved on.
Right. But like, no.
Yeah. But however, how do you feel about Alex? Do you think he's like weird because of the space thing and he's just in his own thing? Or like how do you feel about him? Because he is a local, he's from Cincinnati,
Which they
y'all.
misspelled.
From the Nasty Natty, and they misspelled
A.
it on Bravo. So Bravo, like, get your editors together. That's not how I spell Cincinnati.
It's fine. I think I get a very like red flag vibe from him.
Do you think he's like mean?
I think it comes off pretentious.
Okay.
I think it comes off he's better than some of these people. And I'm like, bro,
Just have
no.
some fun, relax, you know.
Just chill. Like,
But I feel like he's been through some shit.
yeah, I think the guard is up.
I don't know what it is, but I feel like he's seen something and it just kind of just took him out, if that makes sense.
No, it absolutely does. And like, I get that. But I'm like, no one's here looking for a wife. Like, we
Yeah,
don't.
nobody's here looking to like kill you or anything, like with the whole like hand thing doing like she's being playful, but I get it.
Right.
People like their space, people don't like that,
Yeah.
but I feel like I don't know, maybe he just needs to like loosen up a little bit. Like I said, we're only on episode three and I feel like it's gonna come, and
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah. I mean, Nick is more shady right now just because he has a girlfriend.
I thought he was
I did too. I was like waiting for
I thought
that
he
to
was gay.
drop. I was
I was
like,
like, why aren't you saying anything? Like, so they were talking about girls, and he was just very like not saying much.
yeah.
But yeah, like when all of them were like, he was in my DMs even before we started filming, and da 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 da. And I was like, you are disgusting.
I
Like, he's
literally
gonna
was
get
like,
caught up.
bro.
Yeah, and on his Instagram, I don't see a girlfriend, so they must have broken up, maybe, or I don't
Or
know.
was he just not interested in anybody? And instead of just saying that, he was like, oh, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, and he's like covering up that he's gay, but like I don't know. I
I
mean,
mean,
there's nothing wrong. Like, we're not gonna like out him or anything. Like, even if he was gay, like that would explain why he dresses so fabulous. Like,
he could
I'm not
be,
even gonna front. He dresses really, really well.
yeah, I mean, he could just be asexual,
Yeah.
whatever.
Why? We don't
A
care.
romantic, the list goes on and on, but I'm just sitting there going, just could you
Say
just
it.
act
Like
like a human?
nobody's judging you,
Right,
sir.
like you don't need to be a robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait till Jason comes. Oh, he's so
His
cute.
eyes. I just want to stare at his eyes.
Oh, he's so fine. Great value. Jesse Williams.
I
He's
just.
so cute.
If he's a dick, I'm gonna be hurt.
I know. See, I'm so pissed.
I'm
But
literally gonna come on next week and be like,
it looks like him and Silas are gonna like go at it because he's friends with Jasmine, so
well, I feel like somebody has to chess up to him, and I will support Jesse Williams lookalike.
same. I will
And
support great value Jesse Williams. I will. I
not
will
great
support.
value, Jesse Williams.
Yes, off brand. Off brand. They look like they could be cousins. Because
I
he's
kind
not
of
the
hate you for
actual
saying
Jesse.
that.
I want the actual Jesse Williams, not great value, but I'll settle for both. You know? Whatever. Martha's Vineyard, y'all. Okay, so last but not least, okay, Jersey's about to finish up. I'm just done talking about Jersey. I'm
We
ready.
can't talk about Jersey anymore. I'm done talking
I
about Jersey.
can't. I can't. I don't want to talk
We're
about
done.
Jersey. The reunion's coming. Like, same old shit, different day. Same dance, same song. Like,
Yep, we're done with that.
you know we are with that.
Yeah.
Next, Atlanta. This
They're
is a
trying to
candy
take down
takedown
candy,
scene.
and I
It's
hate
a
it.
candy takedown season, and I don't like it. Period.
Yeah.
Dot. Done. And I hate it
Yeah.
because
I'm
Candy's
not a fan.
amazing, and she's a main pillar in the show, like a Kenya. And I don't like that energy. But other than that, I do have a hot take
Let's hear it.
on Atlanta.
Yes.
I think Candace needs a transfer.
What?
Candace needs to transfer to Atlanta. I think she needs to transfer. I think she needs to put in a work transfer because I feel like she would flourish better music-wise and career-wise. I feel like she would flourish better in Atlanta.
I get that, but then I like would miss her on DC. Like I need her in DC.
I
I need
know
her
she's
in
great on
Potomac.
Potomac. I know they need her because it would just flop immediately.
Yeah.
But that's just my hot take. It doesn't have to happen, but
I think I agree with you. She would do better down there. I would love to see her and Candy team up. I feel
collab.
like they'd
Oh,
be.
see, I want Candy to like collab with her, get her on a song, and like produce her. I just want to see the magic that they can make together.
Yeah.
And she's acting, so Candy can like not Candy, but Candace can be in like the prod in one of her projects and like all that.
Yep.
I don't know,
I
but
just,
that's my hot take.
I feel it. I hear it. But it would make me sad if that were to happen.
I know, but how do you feel about Drew pursuing her music career? And I'm actually kind of vibing with it. I really do. It's a
She does not
storyline.
have a bad voice at all.
No, it's
Like
beautiful.
at all, so I'm not mad about it. I'm just waiting for the shoe to drop, honestly, because of her douchebag husband.
I know, Ralph ain't shit.
When
Sorry,
Ralph
but
was like, "Well, I'm kind of like done with it," I was like, "What do you mean?"
I know. And I don't like how he was on the cover of her EP.
Ugh.
I was like, why is he in the back? No, Drew, this is about you. This ain't about, we don't see Swiss Beats on anybody's cover. We don't see Pharrell on anybody's
Right.
cover. We didn't
Well,
see
what
Usher on Justin Bieber's albums. Like,
it gave me like stalker vibes. Like I need to be there and lurking in the background, and I was not.
yeah, I'm not vibing with that. I'm not rocking with that at all.
No. Did not like it. I'm
Yeah.
not feeling it.
Oh my God. And then, so I do have a group chat with my cousin, and my sister. And he was like, why was that song shorter than Sanya's 400 meter time?
Damn. Damn.
I have never felt so much shade in my life. But that song was pretty short.
Yeah. I definitely was like, oh, that's it?
I know, that's it. That's all we're doing. Do we get an encore? Like when Kenny was like, no, I think it's a paper.
I mean, like, I will say it's better than the other housewife. You know,
And then I didn't know Kenya performed at the HBCU Fall Classic. I didn't know that.
I
Because I
had no
watched that
idea
game. I didn't
and
know
was literally like, Kenya Moore Hair Care did a performance.
performance. Okay, period. She is the culture. She is the culture. Oh, we need to read their taglines.
Yeah, we have not done that.
We need to do the taglines. Let me pull those taglines up real fast and then we'll wrap it up, y'all.
Yeah, because we did not do that.
We did not. And we need to find them. That maybe Bravo posted them. Somebody has them floating around somewhere. Okay, let's see. Oh, here we go. I found them. Okay, so let's start with Miss Marlo Hampton. Marlo said, "My past may be checkered, but my future is solid gold." can see her face right now. I would give that a strong
I was gonna say five.
five.
Yeah.
It's fitting. Doesn't make sense to me.
She's trying. She's working. She's
Working on it. And then Jerusadora, forget the gaslight. I'm taking the snow. That's
What the
great.
hell?
That's terrible. Okay, so I know we're on a writer's strike, y'all, but they didn't have to be this bad.
No.
Okay, here's Candies. I actually kind of like this one. My roots are in Atlanta, but my branches are worldwide.
Yeah.
I like that one. Like
I
a
do
good
too.
eight.
I
Not a
do too.
solid 10, but it's an eight.
Right, we're getting there.
Okay, Kenya Moore. I just don't do it for the culture, honey. I am the culture. Period.
Kenya Moore,
Where
hey!
have you been, Eric? She is the culture. Like, she was one of the first, like, Black Miss USAs.
Yeah.
She was one of the 90s Black beauties who graced our screens on TV shows all the time.
I mean, I will say she puts up with no shit,
That too.
which is nice to see.
Yeah, I would give that an 8, 9 maybe. I liked it. It wasn't terrible.
No.
I'm just working with what we got.
They're doing the best that they can.
And then, okay, Sonya. Oh, this is why, guys, this is why they say don't meet your heroes, okay? I love Sonya. I looked up to her when I was a runner in high school, and I met her at BravoCon, loved her, but this is why they say don't meet your heroes. Because of
Yeah.
that. If you can't keep the pace, stay out of my race. And I know we're on a writer's strike, but y'all, come on. This could be over.
I adore her. I don't love that tagline. Like, we know
Yeah.
you run fast.
Yeah, we could have done something like cute with Ross, or like some
Right.
like
Like,
with her
your little
baby. I don't know.
babies, your family.
Something.
Right. Like your
Okay.
roots, like something.
Here's Sheree's.
I hate this one the most.
She by Sheree, more like she broke the internet.
Did she write that one herself?
Negative 10.
That may be the worst tagline ever.
That was so bad. That was
So bad.
no.
Truly hated that.
All of these taglines are not the best, but the intro look and the intro montage was pretty good. Talk about budget. It was really cute.
Yeah.
I miss the old music though, but I liked it.
Didn't
Yeah.
hate it. Didn't hate it. Really didn't. Just really hated
And
Sheree's tagline.
I and well, last thought about Atlanta, and I just had it on the tip of my tongue. What was I gonna say? Cousin Courtney. No, Cousin Courtney. Cousin Courtney just pops out of the blue. I don't like this, and I
Where
don't
did
like
she
how
come
she's.
from?
I don't know, and I don't like how she's forming an alliance with Drew, and I'm just like, fuck.
Well, my thing is, I think she's trying to get close to Ralph, and I'm not jiving with that.
Yeah, I'm not
He's
vibing.
not the family member I would ever be like, that's my cousin. I would literally be
That's
like, tell
my
no
cousin.
one.
And I'm like, that's like your third twice removed, like,
Correct.
family member.
Like, no. So
No.
I don't. Not driving with it. I don't like it. She's messy for no reason. Who picks a fight over the word friends?
I don't know. It's weird, dude. But yeah, that's Atlanta, and we covered like everything. And I think we should nominate Amir as Daddy of the Week,
I'm down for that.
standing up to for Phil and
Yeah.
claiming his ground, even though he's small, but he's a mighty man.
Fierce but mighty.
Fierce but mighty. And so, y'all, I'm just gonna wrap this up real fast. So I do have a dinner to get to, and yeah, but thank you guys for listening this week. And Erin, happy birthday.
Thank
Bringing in the big
you.
30 too. I'm so proud of you, and you're flourishing into a beautiful young woman.
Why,
And
thank
I mean,
you.
you are, but like I've seen you like at your worst, and I've seen you at your
Literally.
best, and like you're so amazing. So happy
Oh, I
birthday.
love you. Thank you so
You're
much.
welcome.
Drink
And you,
soon.
oh yeah, of course. If you guys want to give us a follow on Instagram, follow us at Bravo's House Vibes, and please leave our podcast a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. They just added ratings, so give us a 5-star rating over there, and make sure you press that bell so you know when we release new episodes. And if you want to collab with us, email us at bravoshousevibes@gmail.com. And yeah, and we hope you guys have a fabulous week. Erin, am I missing anything? Any
No, that is
last
it.
words?
I
Okay.
love you all.
Yes, we
Remember,
love
it's a
you guys.
vibe.
It's always a vibe, y'all. It's a
Happy Gemini
vibe.
season.
Oh, ew, yes, it is Gemini season. Psychopaths are ready to come out and play.
We are here.
We're here. Okay, y'all, have a fabulous rest of your week. Bye.
Bye.